With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Light a fire under Lighthizer. That's the hopes of the entire Washington congressional delegation that sent a letter to the U.S. Trade Representative last week with regards to working out a better trade relationship with Japan. The letter, led by U.S. Senator Maria Cantwell and Representative Dan Newhouse, specifically calls out Japan's overly restrictive policies that have effectively blocked Washington apple growers from shipping to Japan for decades. But Newhouse is optimistic.
And so I'm very encouraged at the commitment by the trade representative to make sure that this happens.
Newhouse says trade with all Asian markets is important to Washington state producers, but Japan is a key destination.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Japan is a critical market for a lot of different products that we produce, certainly some of our fruit products, apples and cherries, but U.S. wheat is a major importer there as well.
Especially, Newhouse says, given Washington's accessibility.
You know, Japan has historically been a strong trading partner and should continue to be so. You know, and Washington State is the closest of the lower 48 to these markets in Asia, and so it's critically important that they remain open to us. And so for the success of Washington State agriculture, this is a very important step.
Washington State grows roughly 67% of all U.S. apples and is responsible for nearly 90% of total U.S. apple exports.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.